We are in Simen Tov Kuf Lamed Tes. We're up to Sif Ches, and we'll be doing through Yud Aleph. Sif Ches. Noch Akum Shepar Yisrael Yayin Bechovel. A non-Jew who owes a Jew money comes and delivers wine. Mutar Lekablo Mimenu. You're allowed to accept it. The Kematzil Miyodo Dami. If you don't accept what he gives you, he'll never pay you. So this is called Dover Avud, and you're allowed to accept it. Sif Tes Mishu Tzarech Liknos Yayin Beis Habotzu Letzor Shtiyas Kol Hashana. At the time of the harvest, he wants to buy wine, so he'll have what to drink all year. Later, there won't be as much wine on sale. So that's a davar avudu. So you're allowed not only to take the wine from him, not only to buy the wine because you won't be able to get it afterwards, but you can even buy barrels, and you can fix up barrels, and you can put tar on the barrels. As long as you didn't do this on purpose. Now the Mishnah Berurah says that this is not only if you won't be able to get it later, but even if the price will go up drastically. But more than he'll need to drink, just to do business, that he's not allowed to. But if it's something that won't be available, so he's got to do it, if he wants to stay in business, then that's also going to be mutter. Lamais, the Mishnah Berurah says that the Beis Yosef brings machmirim where you know that this is for tzorach chol, that you're only allowed to do this for tzorach yontif. Lamaisi is only matur betzina. On the other hand, the Bach says that if you have wine on sale very cheap, then it's called davar avud and you're allowed to buy it no matter what, even if it's more than you need. Sif yud. Mochrei tavlin o yerek v'chol davar sheino miskayim. Those who sell perishables that will not last past Yontif. Poschim, they're allowed to open normally. Umochim, kedarkam, beferhesia, shakol yodim, shem, litzarach, amod. It is obvious to everybody that what they're selling is lekoved Yontif. Yudalef, mochre, peris, ksus, vekelim. These are non-perishables, or perishables in a long time, but it's not that you know for a fact it's going to be used for Yontif. Mochrin b'tzina letzorech hamoed. They're allowed to sell not b'ferhesia for the sake of yontif. That means to sell food that will last after yontif is not mutter unless it's b'tzina. Ketzad. Imoisachanus p'sucha lezovis. If the store only has an opening on the corner, olam mavui, or you're talking about it, not a rishus harab, just a mavui that's sealed. It's like a dead end street. Poseach kedarko. He opens normally. Imoisach p'sucha rishus harabim. What happens if it's open to the main street? Poseach achas v'noel achas. So you cannot open both doors. V'yontif achon shel chag hasukkos motziu matros hashuk b'peris b'shvil kovod yontif. For the sake of the kovod of Shmini Atzeres, Chazal said, bring out all your fruits and put them out there in the stands, so the kovod yontif, the shuk, should be filled with fruit. Says the Ramah, mutar liknos etzorach yontif sheni shel yontif achon. Not only that, but you're even allowed to buy for the sake of Yontif Sheni, even though today we know that Midaraisa it's Chol. Still, you're allowed to. Miki Veger says you're allowed to do Malacha Mamish. We know you're allowed to cook on Chol HaMoed for Yontif Sheni. Now, this takono was only for Shmini Atzeres, the one of putting payers out in the Shuk. But for Erev Yontif Achav Shvi Shal Pesach, so the halach is even though you're not Ma'at or the Shuk, but you're allowed to open the store so people will be able to buy food for Shvi Shal Pesach.